With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Not many times that you can say that you're speaking to an actual legend. Not many times you can say that you're speaking to an iconic figure of professional boxing. There has been no one, as far as I'm concerned, that had a more devastating right hand and a more solid jab than the man that I'm about to introduce. The man was a 6 times world champion at 6 different weights. The man made history to become the first man ever to win 5 world championships. He's been in some great fights, some legendary fights. He's fights with Sugar Ray Leonard. He's fight with Marvin Hagler, which is one of the greatest first rounds that I've ever witnessed. And his destructive punching power that KO'd the great Roberto Duran. Without further ado, for you Fight Is Right listeners, dream it, believe it, become it. Coming up, Mr. Tommy the Hitman Hearns.
How you doing?
I'm doing really good. I'm so honored to speak to you, my friend. So honored. I'm humbled that you've given me this time. Me as a kid growing up watching you, it's really weird in boxing. It's like most of the people that I grew up watching, I've even got their number in my black book. And so it's like, it means a lot to me now. I've got your number in my black book. I'm just really, really grateful to you, sir. How are you keeping, sir?
Fine. I'm doing good. Doing good. No problem.
Mr. Hearns, you've had like so many great fights, right? And you've done some fantastic things in professional boxing. Like, how did you start? How did you get into the gym?
Just one day I was just on the east, I sit on the east side of Detroit. And one day I seen a group of guys going to the gym, catching the bus going to the gym. And so I asked them, where are you guys going? They said, we're going to boxing training. I said, can I go? They said, yeah. So I ran home, asked my mother, can I go? And then that's how it all started.
Okay. Cause like, you were in the legendary Kronk gym. And I remember Manuel Stewart training you from when you was in the amateurs. And you wasn't a puncher then at all. I remember your fight in the national final, you were against, Aaron Pryor, which you came up second best in. But you was only a kid then. You was like 16, 17 years old.
I'm about 15
years old, right? Once you turned pro after not qualifying to go to the Olympics, how did you change to start being such a devastating puncher, start knocking out everybody?
Well, my training manager started working more with me, punching more, because he said I have the ability to punch. So he wanted to work with me more so than boxing. He wanted to work on my punching because I had the boxing skills kind of down pat, but he wanted to work more with me, more punching too. So once I started learning how to punch, I boxed for a while, and then I stay open, then I would punch harder.
Yeah, because like, you would also like, you knew how to explode on impact. Like many fighters try to punch through the target, but you never used to do that. Like your jab would explode on impact, and so would your right hand. Is that something that Manuel Stewart taught you?
Yeah, to follow the right hand, come behind the right hand, come out of the left hand with the right hand. And when I landed with the jab, and I came back with the right hand, that was totally powerful behind it.
Yeah, it was vicious. It was vicious because you got to think you were very young when you became world champion, when you knocked out Pepino Cuevas. And I remember that right hand because like your body just went like that. Before any young guys who are listening right now, go and watch Thomas Hearns versus Pepino Cuevas, 1980.
No, 1919, I think it was 1979.
You think?
1980 I was from.
Yeah, I'm talking when you knocked out Pepino on Cuevas. When you knocked out Cuevas. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
August 2nd, 1980.
That's right. That knockout was horrid, making you lose. You was a second ever Kronk world champion. Hill McKenty was a few months before you when he won the lightweight title.
Right.
I know my stuff, sir. Right. But then you, that was a devastating knockout because I remember when you clapped him with that right hand. I remember like Muhammad Ali was in the audience, yeah. Right? And you were there chanting all the crowd, Ali, Ali, Ali. And then you knocked out Cuevas with that shot. And Cuevas' corner man didn't even hesitate, didn't even make the count even start. The referee didn't get to one. He just threw the towel in. Vicious, vicious punching. Like, do you think like that kind of punching power, because you weren't originally a puncher, but maybe you was, it was inside your DNA, because I haven't seen vicious knockouts like that. You used to knock guys, it was horrible.
Yeah, my thing was I learned how to put my weight behind my punches. Once I learned how to shift my weight behind the punches, it all began there. When I learned how to put the weight behind the punches, it was all over there.
Right. Because, like, after you becoming world champ, you were, like, big business in Detroit. It was, like, it was crazy. Did you ever, like, when you started boxing, did you ever think that you was going to get to the heights of what you got to?
I thought my favorite fighter was Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
And I was watching Muhammad Ali fight and seeing how he fought. And I said, I wanted to fight just like Muhammad Ali. I want to do the same thing Muhammad Ali done. And me trying to pound myself after Muhammad Ali made an easy job for me because I want to go out there and show that I really could box.
Yeah. Yeah, but did you think that you was going to be as big as what you was? Because you're an icon. No, so no. Did you think you were going to get there?
No, never. I didn't think about that because I want to be as big as Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
That's not my thought, was to be like Muhammad Ali, go out there and be able to knock him out. Muhammad Ali wasn't knocking him out. He outboxed everybody. I wanted to outbox him. But I also want to have the ability to knock him out as well.
Yeah, okay. Okay. See, like when we go for your career, September of 81, after you've had like, I think it's like 3 or 4 defenses of your title. I remember you and Sugar Ray Leonard both fought, that was the night when Ray Leonard became, the junior middleweight champion. When he knocks out Ayub Kalule, and you boxed on the same card, and was it Pablo Baez you boxed?
Pablo Baez.
Yeah, Pablo Baez, and you stopped Pablo Baez, and they were talking to Ray Leonard. They said, Ray, you and Marvin Hagler. He said, yeah, Marvin Hagler is one of the greatest champions ever. But you know who's next? Tommy Hearns. You were only 21 then.
Yes.
Right? You're only 21. And I remember speaking to Emmanuel Stewart in 2008, April 2008. I was fortunate enough to be out in Vegas for the Bernard Hopkins, Joel Kawasaki fight. So we had dinner together and we got to speak. And he and what Emmanuel Stewart said is that, like, that loss, what you took in that fight, he found it very difficult to get accustomed to. He couldn't really take it. He said it was like death. And a lot of people, in Detroit, Michigan, who came to the fight, did you actually realize the weight of expectation that you were carrying on the whole of your cities, on your city? Cause like the whole of your city was like on your shoulders. Do you realize how much of an iconic figure you were?
Well, I knew I had a lot of weight to carry, but I was up for it. I wanted to do it because I wanted so badly to win. So, even though the weight was home against me, I didn't let it face me at all because all I wanted to do was win, go out there and win.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing was on my mind, win. Do the best you can do, but win.
Mm-hmm. Because I remember after that fight, which you were up on the scorecards, and in the press conference after, you famously said, Detroit, I shall return. And what way that you did it, because you stuck to your words, because after that, you moved up in weight, you fight Wilfred Benitez, who is one of the most underrated world champions in history, because the man became a world champion at 17 years old, right? When he beat Cervantes, he goes on, he has the fight with Sugar Ray Leonard where he gets stopped. That was like November of 79. Then he moves up in weight and he knocks out the guy from where I'm from the UK, in Morris Hope, which is a horrid shot that he knocks him out with. That was a horrible, horrible shot that he knocks out Morris Hope with. And then he defends against Roberto Duran, and then he fights you. And we had Mark Breland on a few years ago, and Mark Breland loves you. You do realize that, right?
Yeah,
Mark Breland loves you to bits. And Mark Breland was saying, like, his favorite fight is you. And I remember, like, you spar with Mark. I've seen you when you spar, you clap him with a right hand and he's kind of gone. But because it's like the sportsman inside of you, the gentleman inside of you, kind of allowed him to walk it off and then you continued sparring. Like, when you fought Wilfred Benitez, how difficult was it to try and catch him cleanly? Because this guy was known as being very elusive.
Well, I knew once I aimed him with my left hand, the jab, I knew it was going to be just easy for the right hand to get through. Because the jab stopped him. He held it there for me, and the right hand just followed right behind him. Hurt him.
You go from then, you fight Roberto Duran.
Yes.
Now, I'm saying to anyone, I've never, ever witnessed a KO like that, ever. And not only was it a horrid KO, you actually did that against a legend, a great fighter. Roberto Duran is one of the greatest fighters of all time. You knocked out him with that horrid right hand. I remember reading the articles at the time, and like Emmanuel Stewart was saying, like, he was getting you to jab to the chest.
Mm-hmm.
So you could lower the guard to pop that right hand over the top.
Right.
Right. There's two performances of yours that I would say was my real standout performances. I would say the night that you beat Roberto Duran, I was driving back. I just come from a boxing show. And as I'm driving back, I'm speaking to a trainer over here, Clifton Mitchell, who trains with quite a few world champions. And he was saying he felt that right hand that you hit Roberto Duran with, watching it in his house in the UK.
Well, you know, I did some amazing things, but fighting against Roberto Duran was probably some of the next amazing thing I did, because Roberto was a legend. People looked at him as being one of the greatest fighters out there. And for me to defeat Roberto the way I did, people could understand, they didn't understand what happened.
Mm.
He got caught. He sat there long enough for me to catch him.
It was a horrible shot. Seriously, that is one of...
You never didn't see it coming.
Because I've heard like Roberto Duran speak about it, and he said like, you know, he thought, it's Tommy Hearns. Yeah, he's nothing special. You know what I mean? Because he lost to Sugar Ray Leonard, and like, yeah, he don't want it. But boy, was that for me was one of the most scariest moments in boxing. That right hand of yours, especially that night, there's, like I said, there's two fights of yours that I'll say, like, you, that fight against Roberto Duran and your fight against James Shuler, when it was like your comeback fight after coming up second best to Marvin Hagler. That fight there against James Shuler, I remember reading like Emmanuel Stewart said, like, that was the night that was the best Thomas Hearns. Do you believe that was your best performance with UK or James Shuler in the first round?
I don't think it was my best performance. It was a good performance, but no, I don't think it was my best. I think my best fight was against Roberto Duran.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, what kind of buzz did that give you? How did that make you feel when you knocked out Duran?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I felt like, man, I was on top of the world because I was doing things that no other fighter was doing. I was making it happen. And the way I made it happen, people couldn't believe it. Okay. But I showed them that I had the ability to go out there and put out and do things that I did, was able to do.
It was a vicious knockout. I'm just saying that was a vicious knockout. But I would say when you fought James Shuler, was he black gold?
Black gold.
Yeah, black gold. When you fought James Shuler, I remember who was it? I think it was Gil Clancy. Gil Clancy was saying, look at Tommy. He looks like a light heavyweight. Look at those back muscles. That, you was just vicious in there. Everything. It was like how you switch, you'd throw the jab and you go two left hooks to the body and then you go back upstairs and then you measure him out as well. Then you drop that right hand in. Boom.
That's why my plan was to try to keep him busy, to work the left hand, to keep him busy, and then sneak the right hand in there. You never see it. You never seen it.
So was that the thing, like you use your jab as a deterrent to fool guys so they can't see the right hand that you'd throw?
The jab is just to keep them busy until I'm ready. When I get ready, I let it go. I can't hold it back. It's got to go.
So what made you so brave in the belief of that right hand shot of yours? Because like,
because it got me out of a lot of trouble in boxing. And when I know that I had a good right hand, I started working on it more each day. Every day I worked on practicing, making the right hand good, And when I got to the point where I felt like I was punching hard with it, then I stopped boxing. Even the guys in the gym, they couldn't take it. So I knew I had a hard shot.
Like you sparred with a lot of guys.
Yeah.
A regular on our show is Mike McCollum.
Mike McCollum's a very good fighter. Excellent boxer. He can box very well. And I boxed with Mike McCollum. Me and Mike McCollum had some good boxing going on down in the gym.
Yeah.
We put shows on in the gym.
I know, because I've seen a couple of the videos of the sparring. But I remember, like, at the time, who did he fight? He fought Braxton, then he fought Milton McCrory, then he was looking to try and get a fight with you because he was looking to get a fight with you. And Emmanuel Stewart said that fight would never, ever happen.
No.
And, you know, it was kind of weird because like I used to see your sparring that you guys had and you're fortunate enough, like a lot of it's on YouTube now so we can see it. And it's like, I think he's another one that is very, very underrated, especially for the things that he's accomplished or the things that he did in boxing. Mike McCollum was a great tactician. Like, how highly did you rate Mike McCollum?
I thought Mike McCollum was a very good, excellent fighter. He thinks well on the ball. He uses his head very well while he's in the ring. So I thought it was a very good fighter.
Okay. If we go back to the famous war with you versus Marvin Hagler, which when you're in fights like that, there are no winners or losers because people will say the Hagler Hearns, the Hagler Hearns.
But you see it as no winner, no loser. But I don't see it like that. I don't see it like that. It's like, man, it's like I want so bad to fight him again. But when he retired, when that happened to him, man, I was very hurt by that. Not so much that I didn't get a chance because he's a good fighter, and I want for the world to have an opportunity to see us do it again.
It never did happen.
Never did happen.
Why do you think it never did happen? Do you think because I know, like you broke your right hand in the first round, right?
Yep. I think it never happened because Marvin really didn't want to have it because Marvin knew how well I can box and punch, and I think he knew that he got away with the first fight.
Yeah, because like, if you look at it, and I'm just going to be honest, what Sugar Ray Leonard ended up doing with Marvin Hagler in 1987, which I remember you being there ringside with your Jerry Curl and your big glasses and your tuxedo. I remember that. You being sat ringside. And I remember, how Leonard boxed Hagler with that hit and hop. People, because you were knocking out guys in the way that you were, people seemingly forgot just how good a boxer that you were. You were out boxing Sugar Ray Leonard in your first fight in September of 81. You know, you could have opted to box Marvin Hagler, right? Why didn't you just box him? Cause I reckon you, with your long arms and everything else, you most probably would have beat him on points. Why did you fight him?
I came out with the attitude of boxing. But when he came onto me, I changed everything. I forgot everything. I just wanted to show him that he wasn't going to have it like that. I just changed my plan.
Okay. Do you regret that you changed your plan? Do you regret it now?
Yeah, I regret it, but it's too late now. It's really too late.
Okay.
I did what I did because of my thought, of my mind right then.
Yeah. So, like, if you had a chance in history to have faced anybody, because I remember after you knocked out Juan Roldan to become the first man ever to win four world titles in 87, after Sugar Ray Leonard retires after being Marvin Hagler and he relinquishes the WBC crown, and then you fight for that crown. That night, I watched that live on TV. Right, that night, I watched it. I watched that fight live. I was 12 years old. Right? I was 12 years old, and you came out, which you were the fashion icon. You do realize that, right? Because I remember you was a fashion icon because you was a pioneer, because you were the first man that I ever seen. I've watched a lot of boxing, right? You were the first man that I ever see with like the tracksuit as the dressing gown. You had a tracksuit and it was Velcro and they pulled it off of you. That was a mad statement because they pulled it off you. Then you see Tommy Hearns with his tall, long legs and his six pack. Who made that tracksuit for you? Who came up with that idea of wearing a tracksuit into the ring that you could pull it off?
Yeah, we made that. That was a long, long time ago, but we made that. I said I want to do something different. I want to be different. I want to come in with the same thing everybody else came in. I want to come in with like a warm-up suit and show something different. You can't wear a warm-up suit, but the warm-up suit was in two pieces.
Okay. Right. When you knocked out Juan Roldan.
Juan Roldan, yeah.
It was a hell of a fight in four rounds. It was a hell of a fight because he catch you overhand right, you back up on the ropes, you're like, okay, you think you got me, and then you just fired back on him. You know what I mean? And you hit him with the right and then you finish him off with the left hooks.
Yeah, Juan Domingo Roldan. Very different.
Yeah, unfortunately he passed away a few years ago now.
Yeah.
If you, in that fight with Roldan, he seemed like he could punch a lot. He was rough. He was rugged. He's very unorthodox. How did you learn to figure him out?
After a couple of rounds, I was able to determine how I should fight him. And that was the way I fight back, with using the left jab, making him fight the left jab. Because when you fight the left jab, you never ever see right hand come. You never see, because my left jab is so strong. You try and get away from that left jab all the time. And when I throw left jab, they throw the right hand. You never see it.
Yeah.
It's like hidden.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think's changed in the game? Because like in your time, it seemed like men were kind of more willing to go up and fight each other. Right. We're now seeing it now where it's kind of like we're finally getting to see Errol Spence versus Terence Crawford for the Undisputed World Welterweight Championship. Now, the last time that I can recall of two men of note being black Americans fighting for the Undisputed Crown was yourself and Sugar Ray Leonard. I'm talking about noted because we also had your friend Milton McCrory when he fought Donald Curry in a unification for the World Welterweight Crown in 1985. But I'm saying of the fight that is the benchmark fight of unification, when they talk about welterweights and two stars going to collide, they always speak about yourself and Sugar Ray Leonard. What do you know of Terence Crawford and Errol Spence?
I don't know very much about him at all.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Well, they're the two biggest names in the welterweight division. And unfortunately, you don't know about those guys because it'd been great to get your thoughts on who you think would win that fight.
I'm sorry. I can't really comment because I really don't know. I know the name of the two fighters, but I don't know their fighting ability.
Okay. Well, like, if he was around today, Tommy, how do you think you'd deal with the fighters around today? And namely one guy who's now retired.
What?
If you,
I think I'd do,
Yeah.
Man, what do you think? How I've been doing?
I got this.
This is still a lot of things. This is ask all the questions.
Okay. So how do you think you'd have done against Floyd Mayweather?
Floyd Mayweather, just like the rest of them. I mean, not talking bad about Floyd, because I like Floyd, but I think that if me and Floyd would have fought, it'd been the same thing. I became a winner.
Okay. So if you look back in history, if there was anybody that you'd have liked to have fought, past or present, who would you like to have fought, Tommy?
I fought them all.
Yeah, but who would you have liked to fought? Like, if there's anybody that you could have gone up against, anyone in history, I don't know, Sugar Ray Robinson maybe, or...
I think my main man was the greatest, Muhammad Ali.
Well, you sparred with Muhammad Ali. I remember you sparred with him in 1981 in Bahamas.
Me and Muhammad Ali, we sparred together and we had a lot of fun boxing each other. So I think if I fought anybody, it'd probably be Muhammad Ali.
It would have been Muhammad. Okay. Yeah. Because I remember in 87, after you beat Rodan, I remember the Ring Magazine doing an article on you. And they were talking about the scene from The Raging Bull. And he had Jake LaMotta, who was played by Robert De Niro, saying like, look at my hands. My hands ain't big enough, but I reckon I could have beaten, Joe Lewis. I remember that time that it was kind of spoken about that you could have ended up fighting a then undisputed heavyweight champion in Mike Tyson. Did you really want that fight, Tommy?
I knew it was never going to happen. So we were just playing with each other because we knew it could never happen. No way I could weigh that much weight. So I knew it was just talk.
Okay. If you had any advice for any young people who are watching this, listening to the great legend that is Tommy Hearns, because you are a legend, what advice would you give to any young fighters right now, sir?
I would say to them, make sure you get in there, do what you're supposed to, train hard, work hard, and expect the best. If you put all into it, you get good things out of it. If you don't put your work into it, you don't get nothing out of it. So remember, hard work pays off.
Hard work pays off. Mr. Tommy the Hitman Hearns, who was also the Cobra. Many people forget that one.
Most of the Cobra.
Yeah. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure. I am so honored. This has been the highlight of my year so far, to speak to the great man, Thomas the Hitman Hearns. Thank you so much for joining the Fighters Right. Dream it, believe it, become it. Come on up. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you for doing it. Thank you very much yourself. Thank you.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.